Hey, welcome home, baby. Hey, you sounded a little bit upset at lunch, so I have a little surprise for you, but you must close your eyes. No, seriously, stop peeking. Don't make me blindfold you. Okay. You asked for it, mister. I'm putting my hands on your eyes because you clearly cannot behave. Okay, here comes babe. We're almost there. See? Yep. Don't fall. Don't trip. You're okay. You're okay. Okay. Je te présente. Okay, that's the extent of my French. Let me present a pillow fort. What do you think? I hope you like it. Yes, it is as cozy as it looks. I was a little naughty and I just had to try it out. And I'm sorry, I could not help myself. Put me down. Oh my gosh. Don't throw the pillows at me. You jerk. Okay, you're not allowed to get inside this fort until you promise me to behave. And until you promise to kiss me, all the better after such a rough and brutish throw like that. How are you going to make it up to me? Making out is always a good start. And we have all the space we could possibly need rest right here. We can roll around as much as we want. So I made sure that every inch is as soft as a feather. What do you think you're doing? Were you checking to see my butt? To see if that was as soft as a feather? Yes, to clarify, I did mean it when I said that every part of the fort was soft and comfy. Changing gears a little, are you hungry? Because I brought some snacks. Let's see what I have here. I've got a little of this, a little of drink. Well, how about this? Why don't you just lie down on my lap and I'll feed you snacks for as long as you want. Okay, let's get comfortable. Yeah, baby, just lie right there. Yep, oh, okay. Oh, you're elbowing me. It's a nice fort, but it's a little small, but it's lovely. I love you so much. And not to ruin the vibe or anything, but I want to tell you that you're violating several pillow fort laws, mister. You're still wearing all your clothes. Those are not allowed. I want you to be comfy and cozy, of course, but look at me. I'm wearing just my favorite comfy pajamas and a t-shirt, and you're just not matching the vibe. Oh my goodness. Well, it used to be your t-shirt, of course, but as your girlfriend, I believe that I have the right to claim at least 3 of your shirts and hoodies. I'm sorry. Don't argue with me. I did not make the rules. That's just what it is. So, but seriously, just lose the clothes. And I know you don't like wearing underwear, so you might as well lose those too. Now, for your exemplary level of cooperation regarding pillow fort law, I hereby award you access to the magical drawer of blankets. And I bet you're glad to hear this because all of the blankets in here come with an unlimited supply of cuddles, completely free of charge. What a deal, huh? Of course, I can be the big spoon for you, darling. How else could I kiss your neck? I love the back of your neck. I bet you're starting to feel a bit more comfy already, right? We can cuddle here for as long as you want, sweetheart. I've got everything I need for today right here in my arms. If you want, I can take the TV in here and we could watch some sappy sweet rom-coms together. Or maybe I can bring a few books or games and we can just hang out here all day. And we don't have to worry about the outside world because we've got each other. Oh, I see you have your own activity planned. Yes, it's one of my favorites too. Yes, please. No, you don't have to get a condom. Just stay in the fort with me. No, I'm not on the pill or anything. It's just, like, why not take the risk? We both love each other, and I know you'd love being a daddy. And I'd love to raise a child with you. Just don't worry about condoms and impregnating me, and just think about what makes you feel good. If you want to get a condom, of course, that's completely okay. Totally. I mean, just, it was a silly, Okay, maybe not a silly idea. That didn't take long. You're right. It's very important for your cock to be the most comfortable it can be. And if you feel like you're getting the most comfortable when your cock is balls deep in my fertile, unprotected pussy, then then that's fine, because I couldn't be more comfortable than I am right now. Just you and me, your strong body on top of me, feeling you slowly and gently thrust into me. Getting to look at your handsome body and your gorgeous face. It's perfect. You wanna wrap my legs? You want me to wrap my legs around you? Like this? Yeah, keep going like this. Could you grab that pillow over there? And maybe like put it under my butt? I heard it helps while the whole getting pregnant thing. And I want to carry your child so badly. I love you so fucking much. Please come inside me and make me a mommy. Fill my fertile little womb to the brim with that hot, creamy cum. You're gonna fill me up so good, aren't you? You're gonna spurt rope after rope of fertile seed inside me until I get pregnant. Oh, impregnate me, darling. Hold my hips and cup my cheeks just the way I like it, please. You feel so good. I'm gonna come so hard thinking about you. Oh, I'm gonna come so hard thinking about how you're gonna make me a mommy. I wanna be all yours, sweetheart. Claim my womb with your cum. Take what's yours. I wanna come as you explode inside of my fertile, unprotected little pussy. Make me a mommy. Make me pregnant. Fucking breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Oh. Stay inside me. Just lift me a little, and you can spoon me with your cock and my fertile little pussy. You can make sure that the, oh jeez, I can't even think. You can make sure that all of that cum makes it to my unprotected womb. I cannot wait to get impregnated by you. But for now, let's just cuddle and enjoy the softness of this, if I don't say so myself, or if I do say so myself, let's enjoy the softness of this perfect pillow fort and let all that stress slip away, baby. Yeah, you're with me here now. I can feel you inside me still. You're safe and you're okay. I love you so much. Mm.